So we're here today with Ann Donworth, who is running for State House this year. Ann, welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to have you here, and I'm really excited that you're running. So for the sake of our listeners and viewers, why don't you tell us what district you're running for and where it is?
Sure. It is the 76th District, which is all within Fayette County. It includes, goes over to Russell Cave Road, all the way over to Hamburg, and then has parts of Idlehour, Fairway, Kenwick, Woodhill, or not Woodhill, Woodland, and Chevy Chase.
Cool. The fact that you can rattle off those names tells me you know the district pretty well.
I do. I was born and raised in this district, so it's second nature.
Have you ever run for office before?
I have not.
Well,
this is my first time.
Bless your heart. Yeah, I ran in 2014, so I've got a little bit of insight into what you're doing over there. Before we get into the campaign, what do you do? What is your day job?
I am actually taking a special leave of absence right now, but I am the Director of Development, Marketing, Communications for the Lexington Public Library System.
Wow, very cool. I have a special fondness in my heart for librarians. I think they're one of the most important people in the world. So thank
you.
They
are. And, you know, I like to say I am not a librarian, but my role in fundraising, marketing, and government affairs kind of helps them do their thing and do the incredible work that they do.
Absolutely. So who is your opponent in this race?
So I have two opponents. This seat has been held by Ruth Ann Palumbo for the last 30 years. She's the longest serving female legislator. She announced her retirement back in December, and she announced that her son, Jamie, would be seeking the seat. Jamie Palumbo is one. And then there is another candidate named Josh Buckman, who is a social worker at a dialysis clinic. I ended up filing because for me, it is very important that we have a female legislator there, especially in a district that has been represented by a woman for so long, and especially as so many of our female legislators are not seeking re-election this cycle.
Yes. Yes. That's interesting. I appreciate the fact that you point out about the female legislators. It was obvious in the redistricting, whatever they may say, that the Republicans were coming after Democratic women, which always made me wonder, why are you so scared of Democratic women? Well, it's because they get things done. That's why. So you filed, and do you have advisors, or do you have a staff? Do you have a campaign manager?
I have an advisor. I'm working with a group called Blue Dot Consulting that are based in Louisville. I first met them. It's a husband and wife team, Taylor and Kelsey Coots. I participated in a program called Emerge Kentucky that trains Democratic women to run for office. Last year, and Kelsey did one of the trainings. Unfortunately, she is issue only this cycle, but I've loved working with her husband, Taylor. They really are the only female owned consulting crew at this level. So they've been wonderful to work with.
Cool. That's good. So let's talk a little bit about the campaign. You've got these other two Democrats. So it's a primary, basically. Whoever is it going to be? Whoever wins the primary is the winner. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I understand your reasons for running. Are you out door knocking? I assume you are.
I have not started that just yet. I'm going to be focusing most of that into April and May. Probably start in the first week of April.
So you decided to run because you wanted a woman continuing to represent this district. And I certainly get that. What interactions have you had with your two opponents? Have you talked to them at all, seen them? Have you been in any meetings together?
We've been to several events in this in the same space. I actually knew Jamie Palumbo for a long time. I'm friends with his brother, Joey. I had tried to reach out to him before I filed. My hope is certainly to keep this as friendly as possible. I've seen him at a couple of events since then, and it's been amicable. It's a strange environment. And then Josh Buckman, who is the third candidate, he reached out to me after we had filed. I did not know him before, and he and I sat down and had coffee back in January, and we see each other on the campaign trail. And again, I think they're both nice people. It's just, I think I can do a better job representing this district.
So I was gonna get to that. So if you were going to distinguish yourself, what, why should a voter vote for you over either of those two?
Sure. I have a tremendous amount of experience, primarily through my work with the Lexington Public Library, but I have really gotten to be involved in a whole lot of different things within our community. Everything from early childhood education to helping to address addiction and making sure that people have easy access to services. For me, it is a question of trying to make sure that our policies in the public space, be that public library, local government, or state, really reflect the needs of the community and can do so as, in as efficient manner as possible. I have built a network of partnerships and relationships around the city. I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of the needs of this district, and I have a track record of getting things done. I did all of the community engagement for the new Marksberry Family Branch, our team, I should say, but I led all of that to really listen to the community to see what it was that they wanted in the new library. From that, the architects came up with a fabulous rendering, and then I turned around and helped raise $8.3 million to make sure that everything that was included in our vision got to go forward and make sure that that community really had the library that they wanted. So it is a reflection of the Cardinal Valley community. It's on Versailles Road, for those of you who are not from the area and maybe not as familiar with it, but really listening, understanding, taking time to go back to the community, and then being true to our word to make sure that that is what we promised is what we actually deliver. So I've been very involved with that. I've also worked on a project called Undesign the Red Line, which it was an exhibit that we put together through the library system last fall, and that really took a look at national and local instances of institutionalized racism, from redlining to deed restrictions and affordable housing and drug policy. And so, really seeing how we being the white majority, have treated Black neighbors throughout history and exploring the concepts of what can we do next to make it better. So, I have this background of understanding what the community needs and helping to address and make policy recommendations to do something about it. And that's something I want to do from Frankfurt.
So I'm assuming that as part of your job with the library, you do fundraising, and which probably means you're not too shy about asking people for money, which is a real challenge for most first-time candidates. How has that carried over to your campaign?
So far, I've raised about $45,000.
Wow.
I've been told I need to raise about $100,000. So it's mind-boggling to me as someone who does work in the community that that's what it costs to run a race these days. But apparently, that's what it costs.
In your location, that's probably true. Yes. Wow. Well, that's impressive. 45,000, and here we are in March. I would assume your consultants have told you that one of your biggest challenges is going to be name recognition, because Mr. Palumbo just starts out way ahead in that space. What are you doing about getting your name recognition up in your district and getting your name out there?
Yeah. So I have been going to all kinds of different community events. Went to a thing at a local coffee shop yesterday, went to a Women's History Month event at a local business in the district this morning, going to the Kentucky Women's Network tonight, really trying to go to as many different community organizations as possible. Also looking at a lot of our neighborhood associations and within the district, to try to meet as many different people as I can. And again, to listen.
That's good. I wonder, I don't know that area well enough to know if there are any big organizations of Democrats, or if there are places, you know, big clubs. Have you been able to get into any sort of civic clubs or anything like that where you can speak?
Most of those focus on either more on the executive offices. So they do more. I used to be a member of the Rotary Club, for example, and they do have speakers for, you know, the governor or the mayoral races. They don't typically do the legislative races.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the campaign, the volunteers. How are you doing with volunteers? And again, with the way the race is shaping up, are you getting a good number of volunteers so far?
We had a lot of people sign up to volunteer so far. And we, again, are working to activate those towards the end of March and into the first week of April and beyond.
So, okay. So let me ask you something. And this is a strategic question. And if you don't want to answer it because your consultant told you not to, I understand. But it sounds like you're spending a lot of time right now raising money and doing some sort of local connections and so on and so forth. And because people, everyday people, often don't pay attention to a political race until the last 6 weeks, maybe eight, depending on the race, that you're really going to hit it hard in April and May, or April and up to the primary. Would that be a fair description?
Yes. So right now my focus has been on finding and meeting those people who are influencers and leaders within their micro communities, and fundraising. And then so in April and May, we'll be doing more door knocking and concentrated advertisements to help with that. As you say, the name recognition. So that's kind of the strategy right now.
Are there any plans for debates?
There are at least two forums scheduled right now. The League of Women Voters is hosting one, and the Bluegrass Activists Alliance is hosting another.
Excellent. And I'm sure you're going to both of them. Have you heard of the other two going as well?
I have not heard one way or the other on that. I would assume.
Yeah, well, I actually was president of a local Democratic club at one time, and we did some forums like that. And if somebody didn't show up, we just had the empty chair with their name on it. So maybe you'll get to be there and see an empty chair. Who knows? Before I close with my last question, is there anything you wanted to talk about that I did not ask you about?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like we've touched on a little bit of a lot.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so this is the standard question that I ask every candidate I ever interview. Let's suppose that you are door knocking in my neighborhood and you've hit my house and you're on my front porch and I've actually come to the door, unlike people who just hide in the living room and peek through the curtains. And so I'm asking you, why should I vote for you? What's your response?
I know how to get things done. I know from experience what good government looks like, and I know how to make that happen. For me, it is all about education. It is all about making this an equitable society, racially, gender, in all other ways. I understand how to listen to people, and I understand how to put action into policy. And I really want to be able to do that for Central Kentucky and Lexington, particularly from Frankfort.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being on our show. Ann Donworth, running for House in District 76. Good luck. I'm going to be interviewing your other two opponents as well. So we'll put all the videos up and we'll see how it turns out in May. I wish you lots of success.
All right. Thanks so much, Bruce. Appreciate you doing this and appreciate the opportunity.